Greenwich Planning and Zoning Commission met last night. Joining me on the line, Director of P&Z, Pat LaRoe. Good morning, Pat, and welcome. How are you doing today?
Good morning, Tony. Thank you.
It didn't seem like a long agenda. Tell us about the meeting.
Yeah, it was quick compared to our normal status. So, yes, it was a little bit less than normal, but still positive. First on the agenda, we had Burning Tree Country Club. They're looking to expand their, replace their pool building and a pool deck and a new reconstructed paddle tennis building. That application was postponed before the meeting started, so we did not discuss, and that'll be back on a later meeting. Second on the agenda was 16 Old Track Road, which is where the Equinox building is, and J-Loft Apartments on that street as well. CNG, Connecticut Natural Gas, had a facility there for a number of years that sort of co-located in the building that Equinox is in. New tenant in there is looking to be a private daycare facility or early childhood education facility. Obviously, with schools or even private schools, you know, drop-off and pick-up is a critical factor. A lot of discussion last night and before the meeting about how the procedures are working, how many cars are additional or new or coming to the street, what, if anything, needs to happen to the associated road network to make this seamless or not impede the flow of traffic and worsen safety on the road network. So a lot of open questions. Applicant seemed confident that they'd be able to get answers back to the commission, and they will be coming back at a later meeting. So no decision on that. Next, we had INCT LLC. This is a subdivision, prior subdivision related to the Rockefeller Estate off of Glenville Road, Indian Spring Road, and Rockfields Lane. That property there, the new owners there are looking to consolidate some of the original subdivision or the last approved subdivision and move lots down. I think there were 8 in total, and now they're trying to preserve all but 2 of those lots. So smaller lots going to larger lots, and that was the discussion there. The commission found the application to be positive and approved the action last night. Number 4 was Greenwich Country Club. They are looking to add 2 padel, and I'm not speaking with an accent, that is a different sport than paddle. It is a new rage in racket sports and sort of a combination of paddle and squash. So, you know, play the ball off the wall as well as there's a net. So, interesting sport. But anyway, Greenwich Country Club's looking to put 2 courts on. This was on a meeting earlier in the year for a special pre-application, so it may sound familiar. Applicant student was successful and approved last night. And then we got into some of our discussion items. Greenwich Country Club was also looking to get started on their improvements to their clubhouse. There's some renovations and expansion that they're looking to do at the clubhouse building under a separate application. And this is the first presentation of the work that they were looking to do for the commission. The pre-app is required for any special permit or non-residential uses in residential zones, and that's why they're here with the preliminary discussion. Sort of a modest display, if you ask me, for a country club. I think it expands the building by a few thousand square feet, you know, 2,000-3,000 square feet, in addition to some rearrangement of amenities in the building. So not a huge clubhouse redo, but you know it is a major project nonetheless. And then we had a project at 91 Cherry Valley. They are looking to do a new home there over a certain size that happens to have an indoor athletic facility inside of it, greater than 1,200 square feet, also necessitating a special permit and thus the pre-application. So short conversation, some interest from the public about drainage and gross site work in the area and if how this was going to change sort of the landscape of the project. Commission wanted the applicant to be aware that, you know, some sensitivity is needed given the topography and other issues that may exist. But there's a good team involved there, so it should be easy to address. And that was the end of our meeting, Tony.
All right. I was wondering about that spelling. I saw Padel there,
P-A-D-E-L.
I'm saying, what, you misspelled things? A little surprised at the 240 Greenwich Avenue not on last night's agenda.
Yeah, they were going to go back to the HTC to talk about their new building exterior. That meeting didn't happen last month, or they were not able to get themselves together for that meeting earlier in March. So they will be back after they meet with the HTC in first 2 weeks of April, I believe.
All right, and that leads us to the next meeting. When is that, and anything early on the agenda?
Sure. Next meeting, April 8th. We are looking at the Greenwich Office Park, 18 Valley Drive, Building 8, is looking to do a conversion of that office building to residential units. With that, there is a text amendment pending to create what is known in the state as inclusionary zoning, where if you build a certain number of multifamily units, some of those need to be set aside as below market. We have some existing regulations that do that. This applicant is looking to change some of those parameters and introduce an idea of payment in lieu. So instead of being required to build below market or a certain number of below market units, you may be able to buy out of that obligation under the regulations and pay money into, the state statute says housing trust. This application is looking to pay money to the Greenwich communities or the housing authority. So it's a zoning map and a site plan, so it's a little bit more complicated than most, but that'll be hopefully on the 8th or the second meeting in April on the 22nd. Cherry Valley Lane, the site plan related to that pre-app will be on. Also, Burning Tree, I expect, will be back at the next meeting for their expansion plans. 100 Clapper Ridge Road is looking to do, they're one of the lots in that subdivision off of there, is looking to do a large new home. And then hopefully we'll be discussing 530 Old Post Road, another conversion of an office building into residential units.
All right. Well, after a shorter meeting last night, looks like a longer one coming up in April, right?
No break. It was it's false sense of calm, I guess, right?
Calm before the storm.
Yeah.
Pat, appreciate your time this morning. Have a great day. Take care.
Thank you. You too, Tony. Bye.
That is Director of Planning and Zoning, Pat LaRoe, with a recap of last night's meeting, Greenwich Planning and Zoning Commission.